So we are joined at Cambridge 105 today by my guest. It's Mike Tabrett. Hello, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Hello, Liz. Thanks for inviting me.
Hello. It's lovely to see you. Now, you are Vice President of the Tai Chi Union for Great Britain, and you are founder and the principal tutor for Grey Heron Internal Arts, which is Cambridge's local health, meditation and martial arts group. I'm really looking forward to this because you seem very chilled and I too would like to be chilled. Now, it says here, you've given me some information and it's the quote on the front is, "Be still as a mountain, move like a great river." I think that's brilliant. That sums it up, doesn't it? It's very hard to be still in this day in life, you know, don't you think?
I think it's one of the great attractions of Tai Chi, that the combination of movement and the mental focusing that you need for that actually means that you get quite immersed in it. And so that sense of not rejecting what else is going on in your life, but just drawing back from it, that's where the stillness comes in. And yes, it is very difficult to do. It's a fast-moving, ever-changing world. And I think Tai Chi can give you a sense of being centred, a sense of being what we would call rooted, and a sense of being able to deal with that. A very well-known teacher in this country called Dan Doherty recently described Tai Chi as the martial art of change. It enables you to deal with these fluctuations of all sorts in our lives without getting thrown by them too much.
Now, I know there's a 10-week course starting today, isn't there, at Parkside Community College?
That's right, yes. 6 o'clock tonight, just by Parker's piece. That's a course which is basically the very simple exercises rather than the complicated forms. So it's accessible to a wide range of people, whether you've done it before or whether you've been doing it for 20 years or whatever. And if you do miss a few classes, it's not the end of the world, because it's not like you've got a huge amount that you have to remember. At the same time, it gives you a fantastic foundation for the whole of the art, if it's something you're interested in. And if you don't want to do anything more in Tai Chi, then it's as a standalone practice. It will give you all the health benefits and sort of the mental meditative benefits that go with the art.
And is there still places available? Can people come this evening?
Or? Yeah, people can just turn up. If they get there, I'll be there from about 5:45. You would need to eventually book through the college. It's a community education course. But at this point, the best thing to do is just to turn up. And we'll start at 6 o'clock. We'll be in the main hall of the school at Parkside.
And comfy clothes, is it barefoot?
It could be barefoot or trainers, that kind of thing, and just comfortable clothes, clothes you feel you can move in. It's informal, there's no set uniform or anything. Flat shoes are best, obviously. Mm. Some people like to practice in stockings, socks, bare feet, that kind of thing. So it's kind of come as you are, really.
So obviously, internal arts is rooted in healing, meditation, and the martial traditions of China. So it sort of originated from there. I mean, thousands of years ago, I presume. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think the history, as far as we can trace it, because obviously you go back so far and sources become uncertain, is that there's always been these three strands. Human beings, regrettably, are very good at finding new ways to hurt each other in the fighting arts. There's also been the meditative traditions and a sort of tradition of healing exercise, which seem to be referred to in texts something like 2,000 years old. And I think Tai Chi Chuan, given its full name, as we know it, originated about 500 years ago in a place called the Chen Family Village. You can still go to the Chen Family Village, and I've been lucky enough to work with members of the Chen family who have visited this country, including the man who's said to be the standard bearer of the art, and so on and so forth. So it's a direct lineage there. I'm not sure when, I'm not sure anybody's sure when, but somewhere along the line these traditions merged. And so the tradition of an exercise form that is meditative, that uses the body in a relaxed way, but which also strengthens the body in, I suppose, in some ways quite a unique way, has been around for some time in China. Where they merged, how they merged, I'm not sure that anybody really knows. I certainly don't. I'm no Chinese scholar and no scholar of history, and there's various theories, but I suspect it's always been a kind of mix-up for probably over 1,000 years, and Tai Chi Chuan itself emerged out of that.
So you've been doing it since 1983. How is it? I mean, how does it help you? What does it do? I mean, it obviously can help you deal with stress, can focus the mind. Can it health benefits?
I think it's difficult for me to say I've been doing it so much, but I think it's something that can be a fixed point, but a kind of basis for a healthier life, a less stressed life. I think in our busy lives, having a chance to take some time out, if you can in the morning or sometime during the day, some time for yourself, is very important. There's been some studies done in all sorts of areas, like what's now being called mindfulness and various arts like that, which show the benefit of taking some time out. It's not so easy to do that, and I think you need some kind of focus, some kind of reason to do that. And I think Tai Chi can provide you with that focus in a way that is very much putting you into your body in a very gentle way, helping you with physical stuff like posture, breathing, movement, coordination, as well as causing you to become more focused. And yeah, just a little kind of step off the rat race, I suppose you could say.
What I like, from what I know of it, I like the fact that once you've learned the moves, you can literally do them anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely,
it's very, you can just do them in your bedroom or in the park. Yeah.
I think particularly the course that's starting tonight, they don't take up much room, the exercises. You can do them in a very small space. Mm-hmm. We've adapted the exercises for chair-based exercises. To do the actual forms, the sequences of movements, most of those take up a bit more space. But as I said, this course tonight isn't about that. So yes, once you've got a sense of the exercises, we do encourage people to build up their own practice, try and take a few minutes out any time of the day, really, to just do some breathing, a little bit of movement, relax a little bit, get rid of some of the tightness in the body and the stress in the mind, and gradually build up a practice from that. And yes, you can do as I did when I first started. You can barricade yourself in the room and make sure the curtains are drawn so nobody can see you, because it's always embarrassing when you start off. But after a while, you get over that. So yes, you can do it in a very small space and with no equipment. There's no extra expenses.
And any age can do it, I imagine.
Any age can do it, yes. For the classes tonight, the lower age limit is normally 12, although if anybody younger wanted to come, we could talk about it. But I think my oldest student so far has been 96. And all ages in between, really. It's a diverse art. There's lots of different aspects to it. You can practice it as a martial art, as a meditation. You don't have to do any of those things, or you can do all of those things, as some of us like to do. But you can sort of pick what works for you. So you know, for younger people, there's the excitement of the martial side of it, and for older people who perhaps just want to be able to walk better, balance better, help their breathing, their diabetes, all of those kind of conditions. So, I've trained in seminars where literally the youngest person would have been about 14 and the oldest in their 80s.
Wow, that's lovely. Now, I have terrible posture, Mike, so I'm hoping you're going to be able to give me some tips. We were talking about how it benefits you, so can you give us some... I know it's hard on the radio, obviously, because we can't see you, but can you kind of explain some relaxation techniques that we can all try and practice at home?
Yeah, I can have a go.
Or some posture exercises. I could do some posture exercises personally.
The main thing to bear in mind, first of all, is with anything like this, don't force anything, because it involves a process of changing the body. So I'm not going to try and give you rules and say this is where your shoulder should be or whatever. I think one of the main things for me with these arts is that we learn not to fight against forces that act on us. Tai Chi was originally a martial art, and it dealt with overwhelming force by not meeting it, but by working with it in a different way. The force that acts on us is gravity. So our main relationship is with the pull of gravity, and how we respond to that will have a big effect on our bodies. So when we sit or when we stand, we might want to find a posture that puts us more in line with the pull of gravity. If you're standing up and leaning backwards, you're going to cause tension somewhere, because otherwise you'll fall over. If you're sitting down and you're twisted over, same thing, and so on and so forth. So do you want me to take you through a routine? So if you're...
I'm going to do it. Do it with me.
You're going to do it. Okay, so we're both sitting down. So we'll both do it sitting down. You want your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
And we won't do it for very long, so we won't bother about too much about protecting the back and making sure we don't strain ourselves. But if you can, have a little bit of your weight forwards in your feet and just let your hips sink into the chair. We often hold ourselves up artificially and we don't need to do that. And when you do that, you may find that your shoulders start to relax. And when the shoulders relax, the whole of the upper body starts to relax. The rib cage seems to hang slightly. And so what we want to do is to stop artificially holding ourselves, but rather to let the inner structure of the body, the skeleton and its alignment, to do the job of holding us up, like the frame of a tent might hold the tent up. The muscles would be like the guy ropes. So nothing too tense, nothing too tight. And then you can think about, again, where your hands are. Just, I would say, have your hands in a comfortable position. Try not to tighten your fingers up. Notice whether you're holding your fingers tight. And again, let your shoulders drop. And then just take a couple of slow breaths. Don't try and make it too slow. And don't try and breathe in any particular way for the moment. But just let your breath quieten. And try not to breathe too quickly. And notice when you breathe in, what happens in the body. When you breathe out again, what happens, what parts are moving, what parts aren't, what parts feel tight, what parts feel loose. So you're just using the body as a way of drawing your attention into something more fixed. All those details of our lives can just slip off a little bit easier. Close your eyes if you want to, or leave them open. Again, you can come back to your breathing. You can come back to your posture. If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel tight in your back or something, then do move, but feel as though try and move slowly and look for a better posture. And remember this idea of being in line with the pull of gravity. Don't fight against gravity, because you'll lose. It's like swimming in the sea. Don't fight against the waves, but swim with them.
I feel very relaxed. I hope you're feeling relaxed too. Oh, that's good. Now, you hold annual free morning classes at the Cambridge Folk Festival, don't you, Mike? Where your colleague Farah goes through how to massage yourself.
The healing sessions at the Folk Festival are fantastic part of the year. We've been doing them for some years now. It started off with just Tai Chi, but grew because people were interested in other things. I teach the Tai Chi there. Far, as you say, does a sort of self-help massage session. We also have somebody doing yoga, lovely yoga teacher who lives out in Camborne, called Teresa. And somebody else, another person who is a regular at the festival, comes from further away, who does a sort of meditative self-help thing called positive thinking. And we're down by the Duck Pond on Cherry Hinton Hall in the mornings. We also hold sessions on Coldham's Common in the mornings, so before the music gets going. And they've proven to be very popular. We get hundreds of people coming down for the different sessions, and quite often people coming back every year for the same session. And I sometimes say it's the highlight of my year, because when the sun shines down by the Duck Pond and the wonderful atmosphere of the Folk Festival, it's just an absolute delight to teach that session, and people look very, very happy with it. So,
oh, that sounds so lovely. I need to learn to massage myself, because I'm always wanting massages. thank you so much, Mike, for coming in today. I think it's something that we can all be a bit more mindful of, actually, just learning to take time out in our day and maybe concentrate the mind a bit more, think about the body. And thank you. So what's the website address if people want to learn some more?
It's www.grey-heron. That's grey as in the colour, heron as in the bird, .com.
Thank you so much. And of course, if you would like to hear any of that again, it will be available on our website on a podcast.